It summed up our season. You know, we didn't get relegated tonight. We got relegated 10 days ago and maybe earlier in the season. I think it summed us up, you know, bits and pieces. We looked decent and we looked at the standard. And then other times we look, you know, way off it. And you saw, like, even the second goal that the Drada scored, we had a chance on the break and the counter where we took the wrong pass and eventually a quick free kick. We didn't deal with it and Dale Rooney scored a goal. And that's, you know, I think huge credit of all the teams in the Premier Division. The standard has gone up and we haven't gone up with it. I think Drogheda are the ones that probably achieve most as regards, you know, what they have and haven't gotten. Huge respect for them. You know, there were great battles with them over the years. But, you know, you have to give credit. You're talking about teams winning leagues and winning cups and, you know, fair play to them. But I just thought Drogheda were incredible in the amount of points that they have, that Kevin, you know, accumulated, and nothing but respect and compliments to them.
When you look at your season as a whole and the seasons that have gone by when you've been kind of clinging on a little bit but you've always managed to dig it out, is it just hard as a manager to keep pulling rabbits out of hats essentially in terms of bringing in players and, you know, most of them have to work out kind of every season? Is that what you found to be the difficult part?
We, not making excuses, but we had to take in 12 out of 18 and then David Webster, but that's not an excuse. We should have had more points on the table, and that's not, you know, but too many probably did well last year and we lost a whole lot of them financially. We couldn't keep them. Now, that's not saying that we don't have finance. We do. I mean, from 9 years ago the budget has gradually increased and it's half decent now, but so are the other teams, and the standard has got better, and unfortunately we had to rebuild, and maybe my recruitment wasn't as good when you have to get 12 in as opposed to when you got to get 3, maybe 4, and that's really what it boils down to.
And for you, I know there's a lot of you know, hugging and commiserating going on here amongst the squad and amongst the backroom team.
No, there's no hugging. No, we don't do the hugging. There might be more rows than hugging. No, it's there's nothing, you know, there's nothing can be said. No, they're roaring and shouting. We tried left, right and centre and all sorts of stuff. There's no point doing that now. Do you know what I mean? And there's no point pointing fingers. Finger is pointed at me and that's where it stays and lies, and I'll deal with it. And, you know, we've been relegated before. We've come back from it, and look, just we probably underachieved. I'm not saying we should have stayed in the division, but we probably underachieved is probably the best way of explaining it to you.
And from what you're saying there, I don't get the sense that you're in any mood to walk away. You want to stick on going and bring them back up.
I have no idea, and I got a text from our chairman to meet him tomorrow, so I have no idea what the club want to do. I'll put it this way to you: a year ago I walked away, and the board asked me to stay and do another year, which I did. Tough year, very tough year on and off the pitch. I probably learned more this year than I learned in the previous 8 years, but let's see what the chairman wants to do. I certainly won't be staying where I'm not wanted, and I certainly won't be walking away if I am.
Would you miss it if you weren't around next season?
Look, I'd be somewhere. I might be up in the commentary box with Chief if I'm not on the pitch, you know. Of course you're going to miss football, but believe you me, I've enough going on without it, like, you know, and you know, a lot of different commitments in it with family and Galway and that, like. So I'll have a hell of a lot to fill it with, but do I intend to walk away? I mightn't have the choice. Let's soon find out what our chairman has to say during the week. I'm sure he's plenty to say.
I'll just say, Ollie, from a media point of view, we'd certainly miss you if you weren't around.
I could be with Cheshire.